It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. The annual Summer Pride Theater Festival continues this weekend in Randolph, featuring three plays that address concerns and issues of gay and lesbian Vermonters. One of those plays is Farm Boys, an adaptation of a 1996 book by Milwaukee writer Will Fellows. I recently went backstage with the production.
Meet me on the mountain when summer comes again.
Will Fellows was himself a gay man raised on a Wisconsin dairy farm. For the book Farm Boys, he gathered testimony from dozens of gay men from rural areas. Those voices come alive in this world premiere adaptation.
For me, being gay is a very natural thing. I know some corn stalks will not bear ears of corn. Some females will not have babies. And then not everything fits into place perfectly. Normally, when you raise breeding stock, they reproduce, but they're not all going to do that.
Growing up on a farm, you accept that there are things that are out of the ordinary. That has helped me to accept being gay.
I was a good boy. We were all good farm boys.
But being a good farm boy doesn't guarantee an acceptance for being gay. Disapproval can come from all directions.
My dad used to tell me I was a mistake, that I was supposed to have been a girl, but something went wrong. Dad spent all his time with my older brother, teaching him everything. I just couldn't work with the machinery well enough to please Dad.
One of the farm boys recalls a young man who lived nearby.
He was a junior in high school, very good basketball player, and in Indiana, basketball was king. It shocked the community when he shot himself, committed suicide. They talked about the fact that he didn't have dates. He didn't like to go out with girls. I admired him and felt like I understood him. He felt that pressure to be the square peg that went into the square hole. He was kind of my hero.
Farm Boys features a cast of seven local actors ranging in age from 16 to 71. The stage production was adapted by David Zack of Chicago. He's also directing the show. Zack says that while the stories were collected over 20 years ago, the themes that unite these rural accounts remain relevant to LGBT issues of today.
Family, bullying, thoughts of suicide, religion. There's lots of pressure on gay and lesbian folk around the world today still. And so I think that's one of the things that people will understand is that some of these stories, while they were about things that happened decades ago and some of the references to some of the farming styles or mechanisms are old, that it feels very fresh and very modern and very important for today's audience.
Zack believes that while there is a perception of progress for the gay and lesbian community, there's still plenty of pushback politically and internationally.
How odd for us still, after all this time, to be considered coming out a brave act, but it's true for so many people in so many situations because of family and religion and nationality. So that's why these stories just need to be told.
In David Zack's home state of Illinois, gay marriage was only enacted recently. He does credit Vermont with being ahead of the curve in legislating civil unions and gay marriage.
But at the same time, I feel the resistance, even here in Randolph, sometimes when we put the pride flags on the, you know, the front of the building, or some of the looks that you get from the teenage kids who are walking down the street coming up from the swimming hole, you know, it's not perfect.
That resistance is nothing new to Sharon Reeves of Braintree. Reeves is the producer of the Vermont Pride Festival. She says that the central Vermont region surrounding Randolph was one of the most bitterly divided areas around the issue of civil unions. She points out that all of the local legislators were voted out following the enactment of civil unions in 2000. Reeves says that discussion around the issue ultimately led to the creation of Vermont Pride Theater.
We realized that theater is a means for building understanding. And the whole purpose of Vermont Pride Theater is to present the stories of LGBT people on stage, on a main stage, where the community can see them, to build bridges of understanding between them, their families, friends, the whole set of communities around here.
Reeves says that the company's first year was difficult, with objections being raised at select board meetings. Several donors and advertisers pulled their support from the Chandler Center for the Arts. But Reeves says the center decided to stand by its mission of inclusion and that she's seen community acceptance grow.
One community member said, "Sharon, the Pride Festival has made it possible for people who live here to talk about brothers, sisters, nieces, friends that they wouldn't acknowledge before."
Farm Boys is being presented Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Chandler Music Hall in Randolph. Theatergoers can also take in two other plays during the festival, Last Summer at Bluefish Cove and The Little Dog Laughed. You'll find more information at vpr.net. For VPR Backstage, I'm Neil Charnoff.